the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, must be Saturday. We're sitting here
all day.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
It's going fine.
Nice day out there, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It'll be wonderful
nice
until the wind blows.
Yes, I had to.
But in the meantime, we're going to do history like we always do, and it's the El Paso History Radio Show for a reason. And you know why we exist?
Why?
Because they don't teach this stuff in the schools.
Somebody's
got to
do
it. In the public
schools.
So, I mean, that's why this is popular. We're only here because it's popular. Not us, necessarily, but the subject matter.
Yeah, the subject matter.
No, I mean, who cares who we are? But most people don't. But the matter that we cover all the time is stuff that people never heard of. For example, I was 45 years old before I figured out there was a difference, before there was any difference, what they were between the Camino Real and El Paso's Mission Trail. I thought there was something separate.
Yeah.
It's the same road. It took me
Oops.
I went to school here. I was born here. I grew up here. Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
So as we get to it, there's simple things like that that people just don't know.
So, and that's what we're here for.
We're going to do everything we can. KTSM AM 690 is how you get it normally. And we always say Texas history begins in El Paso because it does.
That's right.
And so we're going to show you some of that today. And where else can they find us?
They can go to ktsmradio.com and they can click on the iHeartRadio link and they can listen to us live all over the planet.
Trivia today?
And we do have trivia. Both hours of the show today, the first caller with the correct trivia answer. Answer to the question, we'll have an option of either a $20 food coupon for Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD. And we've got, oh my gosh, today we got Gunfight Seal West, MacGuffin Home, Ghost Stories.
Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Yes.
I hope it's in the stack.
Let me look. I'm looking.
There's a major reason. I'll tell you in a minute what that's all about. By the way, lunch at Pepe's?
Yes, it is. There it is.
Lunch at Pepe's?
Yes, lunch at Pepe's.
Shall we warn them now, lunch at Pepe's?
Lunch at Pepe's.
Hey, Pepe, you're warned. Okay.
Yes.
to the history at hand, we're going to go way back. The promos
really old.
We put out the promos about how we want to talk about how the mountains were formed, how the basins were
created. Like the Rio Grande, you know, Franklin Mountains, how all that, you know.
However, we got two dudes in here that know these places personally.
Yes, much better.
Both PhDs. The first PhD in order of time, Dr. Phil Goodell. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
So,
and one of your prodigies is sitting here, Dr. Eric Kappas.
With shoes on.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we can talk about the shoes or not. But, Eric, you kind of like got away from us in California, but you just came back.
Yeah, I was only gone 6 months.
That's what I thought. Pull that microphone up a little bit closer to you. The thing about the history of El Paso is if you start with the rocks, you end up way back in time. And so you, Eric, are one of the people who is noted in the geology department. Dr. Phil here, I'd say you're kind of noted for a lot of things, including creating the Celebration of the Mountains.
True.
You did that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when you did that. In the first year, I think you had a huge cake.
That's right.
Somebody built a cake?
Well, we made a cake like the Franklin Mountains.
Yeah.
And that had to be done in several stages. And then we ate it.
I heard about that. I didn't get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you weren't here in town at that time.
No.
You showed up as an undergraduate later.
Yeah.
But one of your claims to fame, as I recall, and it's a huge one, is that you were the ones who figured out those are dinosaur tracks over there at Cristo Rey.
Yeah, we have 1,000 of them.
And nobody had known that since, or before. And since everybody knows it, we'll talk about some of that. But the idea, again, the concept of the history, let's look at how old this stuff is. So what bothers me, and I don't understand it, I'm going to ask you guys, how does a bolson form? And so that we're about 4,000 feet elevation at the bottom of El Paso, 7,200 feet minus 8 at the top of El Paso. And so in between there, you have this underground business all the way down to sea level. How come the water doesn't leak out? Because we have a bolson full of water. That's the point. We're in the desert. We got all the water we want if it's salt water. Tell me about that.
Well, a bolson is a basin. Yeah. And so we got the basins are full of water. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of sand. And it's wet sand. And it does leak out sometimes, but, you know, it doesn't doesn't leak out the bottom. It leaks out the sides, like a bathtub flowing over the side of a bathtub.
So the bottom is rock, I guess?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
It's like a bathtub full of dirt and water.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And and out in East El Paso, they stick hoses down in there and pull it out and desalinate most of it.
Yeah.
Because it's an ocean of salt water, which people don't quite understand.
Sure.
Why is it salt water? Melissa, do you
know? No waves for us to surf on.
No,
so.
But I mean, salt
water. A beach.
Well, it's full of salt water. Well, and a little bit of good water up at the fresh water up at the top, right?
It's dissolving the rocks. And so rocks, minerals actually in the rocks actually dissolve. And that provides the salt.
Oh.
So it's saltier the deeper you go.
It's not because there was an ocean here at one time?
Well, no, not exactly. But
well, there was kind of, there was like a
many, many oceans over periods of time. So, I mean, the river is the end of the story. You know, the real story began about 4.6 billion years ago.
That's with a B.
That's history, yeah.
Eric.
And that's when the Earth began. And
Eric, you're the geology department now, Southwest University, which I forgot to mention also. You have come back, and now you're a PhD, and you've got a major job here, and you're creating the department down there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, Dr. Goodell over here, he's always been geology. He's been the Rock of Ages, if you'll pardon the expression. And you went through his courses, and you guys are still friends?
Yeah, yeah. Even though I'm going to be his competition soon.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
I met Eric one day. I met you, Dr. Goodell, someplace. And I knew you were existing, so I was going to do this video called Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Right.
And I said, I need some geology people to take me around, show me what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a hike up in North Franklin Range. We went up to Anthony Gap.
Gin Mines, and then we went to...
Yes, two of them. We did the 10 Mines.
Like near Austin High School, where the crash was.
Oh, up on the A, near the A?
Where you had an experience of your life.
Exciting stuff up there. I know. I can't forget that. But, Eric, I met you, Eric, at that time when we were doing the Chuck Heinrich Park to the 10 Mines.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I figured out after I'd done it, that's 2 miles each way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I carried all your gear.
You know, I had all of a sudden one of my... feet came undone, so I carried a lot of it over. One of you guys had the tripod. I had the camera. That was back when the cameras were the size of small Volkswagens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We took it anyway. So anyway, that's the point. Is all that went into Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Sure.
So that got me started doing documentaries here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had already been into geology. So I was looking at old rocks, but they're nothing like what you're saying now. How old is like the A Mountain, for example? The bottom of the A Mountain. I guess you guys told me once it was about a billion.
Do you mean the...
The mountain that the A is on in El Paso.
Yeah, 1.1 billion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Red Bluff Granite.
Okay, and but you said 4 billion. Take us back.
Well,
go for it. We've got rocks older than 1.1 billion. The doc was talking about the formation of the Earth was 4.6 billion.
Yeah.
But the oldest rocks in El Paso are about 1.6 billion, give or take. A few hundreds of millions.
Where do you find those?
Well, isn't that our trivia question for the
day? Oh, we don't tell people what they're going to be. We just discuss it.
I just spoiled it then.
No, you didn't, because they're
not... No, I'm just... No.
Well, you can find those oldest rocks in El Paso along Trans Mountain Road for the most part, and then in the Kasner Range.
Actually, the range of the old ammo firing place?
Mm-hmm. Yep, which I think has been recently preserved.
Yes.
Thanks to Beto O'Rourke, right?
Well, and the rest of the people in Washington, D.C. who
they're working on that.
Because
so.
He tried to get that done under the previous administration. They wouldn't do it. The current administration did it. Think about that for a difference. But the point being,
done. That's a good thing.
We don't want to get into those politics, because that's what gets us in trouble.
Correct.
But the point was, Kasner has been pretty much preserved, would you say?
Well, yeah, at this point. You know, I mean, I just don't see that they're ever going to be able to do much with that in the sense of trying to sell it off to developers, because I think the cost of trying to get the munitions out of there alone is so extremely, it's its own kind of natural protection.
Maybe, but they've done quite a bit. Everything on the east side of 54 has been... removed and cleared.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Where the Walmart is, where Cohen Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All that had ordnance. So they'd love to get the flat land across 54. Up in the mountains, they don't want that.
Yeah. that's what we want to preserve.
Well, so the current designation prohibits commercial development.
Right.
So it would have to be homes or something like that, and I bet there are obstacles for that. But, we like it because it preserves all the rocks, you know.
Yeah.
Saves all the rocks for us. Not that we're going out there.
No, you can't do that. It's against the law.
But Eric just found some fabulous fossils over there in the in one of the rock formations just younger than the Kasner.
Where?
Really?
Where?
Yeah, yeah.
So I met a man named Dan Knapp who recently passed away, and he asked me to go out on his property and check it out for fossils. And we've kind of, the doc and I here have kind of discussed the possibility of fossils in this rock layer because it's well over 1,000 feet of rock layers, and how could there be no fossils in it? Absolutely. And so we all took a trip out there with Mr. Knapp, and we found fossils that day from microbial mats. So the oldest fossils are piles of algae mounds called stromatolites, and those are the oldest fossils in El Paso. And then in this layer, the Lenoria Formation, we found evidence of these mats and then all these structures from waves cracking them or rolling them up. Or we also found some stuff that looks like worm trace fossils, but I don't know if it's going to be very difficult to convince the scientific community that we found worm trace fossils that are easily 500 or 600 million years too old.
Oh, I see. It doesn't fit their mold, so to speak.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But we may very well have found the oldest animal trace fossils in the entire world.
Really?
Here in El Paso.
And roughly in northeast El Paso on that side of the mountain?
Yeah, right on, off Hondo Pass.
Okay. On the land that the city just decided to purchase.
For where?
From Dan Knapp, the
yes.
family.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's a good... So April is Earth Month. And there are a bunch of hikes, and our friend Judy Ackerman is leading a hike out to the Knapp land on April 21st.
And this is something that's online we can go look at, perhaps?
Yes, you could look up Celebration of Our Mountains Earth Month.
Excellent.
And Judy Ackerman's the leader, and she's taking people. Her field trip's called Preserving the Franklins. Fittingly. Mm-hmm. And she's taking people to this site. I'm going to try to tag along so I can collect some more fossils while I'm out there.
Interesting stuff. And also somewhere in there you've got a scenic event.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, the three of us, Jackson, and Phil have you, Phil, and I have a field trip on Scenic Drive April 29th.
29th.
And it's at 8 a.m., starting at Robinson and Scenic at the gate there.
The Sunday morning closing of the mountains road.
Right.
Yes, and so you can hike, bike, walk. We'll stroll. We'll take a leisurely stroll. Also, a few of our other friends are going to be there. The Texas Trost Society, Melissa Grossman, is going to be there. I think her husband was on the show last week.
Yeah,
yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great. And then our friend Anthony Alvarez from EPISD.
What's his expertise?
He's a geologist like us, but he's a science educator for EPISD, and he's awesome.
So we're going to go talk out on Scenic Point if we get that far.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll start at Robinson and walk, huh?
Yeah, and we'll talk all along the way. I never shut up because there's fossils all along the whole walk.
Well, so. It is bizarre to go hiking in that part of the Franklins and see all these big, what are those big curlicue things? What are those things?
Those are called the Maclarina. That's the biggest snail that ever lived in the entire world.
There's some of those up there.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah, we have the world's biggest snail. That's one of our claims to fame.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till that gets public.
And that pretty much runs through this area all the way down into Chihuahua too. Correct. That snail, because I've gotten sample of people have given me
those snails.
Fossils.
They're ammonites. They're Cretaceous
ammonites.
Ammonites
are the other ones. Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones that are famous from Chihuahua.
They're like squid in a spiral shell.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, I take that back.
But out on Scenic Drive, there are also squid in a straight shell, and we have the largest. They're called orthoconic nautiloids. But we have the largest, in the world, the largest squid in a straight shell as well, right there on Scenic Drive.
It's about 5 feet long.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, how were the Franklins actually formed?
Well, the rocks were formed much earlier, and the rocks started to be formed, 1 billion years old, a little bit older.
The layers of sediment.
The layers of sediment. But then the uplift of the mountain, like we see it today, that would only begin about 35 million years ago.
That period called?
That was the Cenozoic, and it's with the Rio Grande Rift. is what the extension, the breaking up of the crust of the earth and the pulling apart, and this mountain just toppled over.
And you call that the Rio Grande Rift?
Yeah.
Isn't that what also happened with Cristo Rey occurred?
Well, that was more of an intrusion.
Okay.
And so that was a little bit earlier, about 50 million.
Okay, you go upriver to the rift, and is that what the hot springs were about, Truth or Consequences?
Well, yeah, but the rift is not just the river itself. It's the river. The rift here is 100 miles wide.
Oh.
So it begins actually over by Waco Tanks, and it runs over to Deming.
Wow.
And so that's what we really mean by the rift. Some people did earlier on have a misconception and think, well, just the river canyons. Or if you're up at Taos, there's a deep canyon. And that they thought that was the rift. No, it's bigger. And it's really the fundamental crust of the earth is broken and cracked down to where it's liquid.
For a layman, what would you say a rift is? Explain that.
Breaking of the crust and then the pulling apart of the two sides.
So a rift could be a canyon, or it could be just a flattened out area where the mountains are spread apart, or?
Well, I wouldn't say just a canyon.
A valley?
That's too, no, big.
Huge.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
huge
just
valley.
Yeah.
A kachasm, as we say.
It starts just as a fracture, but then it pulls apart.
How quickly does that work? I mean, if you're standing there, will you fall over?
Ours is, no. But ours is 30 million years old, and it's 100 miles wide.
How long did that 100 miles take to happen?
30 million.
Oh, that took 30 million to do the whole thing?
Give or take.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
give or take 30 million.
It's still happening. Yeah, it's about the same size as the East African Rift. Yeah.
Oh, like I know what that means.
Is similar in age.
Okay.
So East Africa is also breaking apart. That's where Kilimanjaro is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I think people don't realize is that the Earth is continually moving and changing. And I talk to people, that it can't change. It's like, yes, it can. It's been changing forever, and it will continue to change.
We got to take a break. But one example is I went over to Guadalupe Peak where they have the park over there, and we were saying that this entire Guadalupe Peak used to be in the Caribbean. Like, what?
Well, it was like the Caribbean. It wasn't, I mean, the Earth has floated around. The continents have floated around. But this was a reef, kind of like the Caribbean is today.
Oh, it wasn't over there.
Correct.
Okay, I misunderstood.
It was warm. It was warm like the Caribbean at that time.
But see, that's what I want to do today is figure out what happened here in the past to turn out what we have. And like you say, the rivers and the bolsons are just the ending.
Right.
All right, let's get back to what is the beginning. But first, we must take a break and talk some trivia.
Trivia.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What's that number? 544-5876 when you get to it. But in the meantime, what is the question?
Well, the first question is, it's going to be, finish this statement. The Franklins are formed due to a crustal extension related to the Cenozoic. And that's what we were just talking about. So you have to finish that last statement we were talking about, where the changes in the area here around the Franklins.
Well, if they were paying attention, they could hit
that. Yes, they could get that one right away. And then the oldest rocks in the El Paso Juarez area were deposited along the shoreline of a shallow tropical sea or this watering area at that time. What was the name of that oldest formation?
We talked about all of this.
Yes, we did.
You see, Felipe, we're trying to give this away. Eric, we're trying to give away these DVDs.
Oh, sure.
And we're educating our listeners.
Well, that's true. And see, a lot of this stuff is fascinating.
And there's good food at Pepe's.
Did we warn Pepe? Oh, by the way, pick a special, you guys. Whatever's on that menu right there becomes the special, and that means it's $6. Whatever's on the price there doesn't matter. The special that you pick, Phil Goodell, will now turn into a $6 event today.
Oh, combo number three?
Number three combo.
I just had it a week ago.
Were you out there?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that place. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go out to Pepe's. Combo number three is the Oñate Special, as we call it. So we'll get to that today. In the meantime, the phones are already ringing.
See, look, they're smart
Mary
people.
Alice,
yes.
I see them going. And shall we give out the number again?
Again, it is 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier, because 4imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TIME to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TIME to 88988. That's T-I-M-E to 88988.
Mesa Street Grill has grown with El Paso for the past 20 years with world-class cuisine second to none, infusing flavorful passion into every dish they prepare. It's in their cooking culture that every dinner, every drink, every experience is a performance, and they give you their very best at MSG, taking pride in their service and the best dining experience in the region. It's Mesa Street Grill for fine dining, fine times, or simply sensational. Call now to make your Valentine's Day reservation at 532-1881.
iHeartRadio celebrates the contributions of African-American artists to every style of music, from funk to jazz, blues to hip-hop, and so much more. Hear music from the artists that inspired generations of musicians and continue to influence pop culture today. Aretha, Jay-Z, Michael, Marvin, Tupac, Diana Ross, and so many more. Listen to their special playlists or an iHeartRadio original station like Urban Pop Classics and Motown Sounds, providing the soundtrack to Black History Month all February.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. We got people calling in to get some prizes here. Dr. Phil is here. Oh, you're Dr. Phil Goodell. Yeah. As opposed to being Dr. Phil, you're Dr. Phil Goodell. And Eric Kappas, Ph.D. And Eric, I got to tell you, it's been interesting watching your career from running around with naked feet in the desert to finally getting through UTEP with a Ph.D. Mm-hmm. God bless you. All right, you guys got to be the judges of our trivia coming up. We've got to read some PSAs in the meantime. What we're going to do is talk about the Mission Trail, and they're announcing their latest fundraiser, a Spanish night featuring Danzas Españolas, presenting Retorno al Hogar, or whatever that means to you, under the directions of Nina Gomez. What they're doing, they're taking people who have done this for the last 25 years. Some people left town, came back, they're visiting. They assembled all of them, a bunch of them, to do another whole dance, and that's going to be the fundraiser of the Spanish Night, K-N-I-G-H-T. It's flamenco. Music, dancers, arias, poetry, sangria. Oh, sangria. Part of poetry. That's part of poetry.
That's why you see the flamingos.
Yeah, they turn red. February 24th at 4 p.m., tickets are $25. Give Sylvia a call. And this is down at the La Cueva Theater, 10180 Socorro Road, 915-851-9997. That is the Mission Trail Association headquarters, a fundraiser for them.
That's
what
right.
What you got?
Well, hit the road for the Trinity Site Motor Coach Tour April 7th. There are limited advance tickets on sale now, and this includes a round trip to the Trinity Site out there in New Mexico. It's a guided tour, brown bag lunch, and they'll take you on the tour of the Museum of the New Mexico Space and History Museum after the event is over. Or you get back to the museum, and it's a great event. It's only $75 per person and $65 for museum members.
They feed you, right?
Yeah, brown bag lunch. Hey, what can I say?
And a movie on the bus.
Yeah, they're going to have a movie on the bus. And it's a great way to go out and walk the site where the first atomic bomb was exploded. I'd go out there and be looking for glass.
They'd probably arrest you.
I know, they probably
for
would.
Doing that.
They'd have to chase me.
They should make some more and just sell it to the tourists.
Someday I'm going to, I can't do this here, but someday I'm going to get out there. Well, you know.
Here, I have some broker. You can get some
I'm a five-fingered
old 7-Up bottles and smash them up and say,
oh, look what the atomic bomb did.
Wrong color.
No, it's got to be green.
Is that green? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
green.
Thought it was
and
yellow.
There's red and there's green.
Yeah.
Oh, red and green. Oh, well, then I've been looking for the wrong stuff.
All right, turn yourself loose on the trivia. We got people on the phone. Here's one named Jerry. Jerry, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jerry.
Talk to this woman. Go.
All right, can you answer the first or second question?
First one, please.
Okay, finish the statement. The Franklins were formed due to the crustal extension related to the Cenozoic. what?
Period.
The Zork period, and finish the concept.
The what was the name?
The Cenozoic period of sediment forming the crust of the Earth.
No, it had a name to it.
What's the event in the Cenozoic?
Well, what was the event? Remember, we told you it took 30 million years. What is it?
We had a name.
My brain went blank. My brain went blank.
It split.
All right, tell you what. Put yourself on hold. If nobody else gets it, we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
So stay on hold.
Put you on hold. All right, now we go to Don. Don, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Don. Were you able to answer one or two on these questions?
I'll try two.
Okay. The oldest rocks in the El Paso Juarez area were deposited along the shoreline of a shallow tropical sea. Which is the oldest formation?
The Kazner Limestone.
There you go.
Okay. The word Kazner. We needed the word Kazner in there.
Exactly.
All right, so you're the guy that won first. You get yourself a choice, right?
That's right, he does. You have a choice of Pepe's or an El Paso Gold DVD.
Pepe's.
Aha. Pepe's. Okay.
We're going out there today. We can't give this to you today to use today, but well, if you have any more rock questions, or by the time we get there, dinosaur track questions, or fossil questions, these guys are going to lunch out there, and we'll see you out of Pepe's if you can make it, all right?
Okay.
In the meantime, we have Mary Alice Shashi calls
greeting. Yes, she's our call screening. Yay!
Mary Alice.
She's a science teacher at Cathedral High School, so she's enjoying this show.
And another six-gun shady lady person.
That's right.
Ask her where the guns are hidden, because she'll show you the hard way, so
they're 45s.
Ah, yes, indeed. All right, Don, you got that figured out. Mary Alice will tell you how to take it home, okay?
Okay.
Hold on there. We got Jerry dumped off.
Jerry
could have come back and guessed. Well, should we hold that for the next hour?
Well, we got some other questions on the next hour,
If they happen to look it up and call up, we'll give it to them. But in the meantime, all right.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
Come on.
He had time to look it up.
I mean, rock genius.
And he lost his chance at the Pepe's. I mean, my God, what can you do? All right, what are we going to do? Hey, Sergio, are we done with breaks for a while? Yeah, let's do something else. Let's talk about rocks. Okay, the general concept of El Paso. Oh, you do want a break, huh? All right. Facebook. Check out Facebook, because we're over there as well, right?
Yes, we've got our friends' pictures here today. We've got the two of them. I got to put their picture up here.
But we have Facebook up. You can take a look at and you can talk to
us. It's the El Paso History Radio Show.
And we're taking messages from there.
Right. You can take messages there or up by the phone, which is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Get Nugenix and feel the difference for yourself. Text BODY to 42424. This offer is not available in stores. Text BODY to 42424.
Attention martial arts competitors. The Marianas Pro Qualifier Jiu-Jitsu Championships is coming to El Paso Saturday, February 24th at the El Paso Convention Center downtown. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Cash prizes will be awarded to winning adults and kids team. The winners of the black and brown belt divisions will receive a full paid trip to the tropical island of Guam in April to compete for $25,000 cash prizes. Experience what it's like to compete for jiu-jitsu in paradise. The event is open to all competitors ages 5 and up, but entry space is filling fast, so go to MarianasOpen.com to register now. Deadline to enter is February 18th at 5 p.m.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we doing radio again?
I think we're doing. We're busy
history
talking.
History lessons. We got too much fun in here. The Harvey Girls of El Paso, February 12th, 2 to 4 p.m., Union Passenger Station. That's 700 West San Francisco. And Mary Jane Coulter, architect and designer for Fred Harvey. That's the topic. What did he do? They designed stuff all over the West. Presented by Press the Dealer Cup. Call them up, 591-2326 for info. The Corral of the Westerners. They're showing up on the 20th. That's Westerners number 26. They're meeting Friday, February 16. Holiday in El Paso, 900 Sunland Park at I-10. 6 to 9 p.m. It's dinner, $20. Pecos County Sheriff A.J. Royal. Mary Kay Shannon's doing this.
Yeah, Mary Kay. She's sort of getting back into stuff.
Down from the mountains from Las Cruces. Because she used to run McGoffin Home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, call up the same kind of... Oh, here, this one needs a different number. For that dinner, you're going to call 759-9538. And the railroad people, what are they doing?
Well, you've got... Let's see. Oops, I just covered up my statement. Sorry about that. Okay, the Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society will meet Wednesday, February 21st. At 6 p.m. at El Sarape Restaurant over there on Montana, and their program is Gringo's Curve. And it's presented by author Christopher Lance Habermeyer, and visitors are welcome. And if you'd like information, please call 591-2326 to, you know, get in more information and reserve a seat. And then you have the War Eagles Air Museum. Mark your calendars. The Collings Foundation will be bringing their B-17, B-24, and B-25 and the B-51 to Santa Teresa on April 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Can you imagine?
And they're selling rides. That's a really cool thing. And you'll have lots of opportunity to get up close and personal with these airplanes. They'll need lots of help to coordinate their visits, so do try to keep your calendar available. And if you want to volunteer, get out there.
They need some help out
they
there.
They do, but like all programs.
They're not selling rides in the P-51 fighter.
I don't think so. Well, that would be fun, though, wouldn't it?
Well, I think you have to know how to fly it to be the guy flying it. And
well,
to be
have,
in the,
but...
Is there a second seat
in
that
thing? I think there's a second seat in there. Isn't there a P-51?
So. I could strap you on a wing, but that's not
cool.
But anyway, so what happened is experimental aircraft people show up at here and they get jammed with people wanting rides. So it's got to work out pretty. I just want to put it out there to make sure people know about. Okay, one last thing. Buy three, get one free DVDs. Coronado Prime Meats on North Mesa. Elmer's Restaurant on Montana. Chicali Imports on North Loop. Buy three, get one free. All of our DVDs. And we should give away one of the Legends of El Paso's Mountains DVDs.
I think
because
so.
Half, 3/4 of the room are in that video. What we did was we walked to the Tin Mines, as we mentioned earlier. But that was really an inspiration, Phil. And Eric, you were really quite unusual that day showing up. And that was back when you used to not wear shoes.
Oh, I forgot.
Crack a mic over here. And the whole point was back in that day, you didn't wear shoes.
Did I forget them?
You had them in your backpack.
I think I forgot him that day.
No, you put him in your backpack and wandered the desert on purpose. And you say you can't do that anymore because it distracts people. And that's not—it's not a matter of your feet hurting.
Oh no, it's because I'm a doctor now.
Oh, PhD.
Now I have to be all mature.
A doctor.
You don't tell me you don't have to wear a tie, do you?
At Southwest University? No, okay. No, they're awesome.
But they, so you're now.
I bet they'd let me go barefoot.
They probably would. But you're now teaching there, and you are kind of like starting the Department of Geology.
Yeah, yeah, they're awesome over there.
Where's there? Where is their headquarters?
It's over on Geronimo, 1414 Geronimo.
Okay.
And they're the reason I moved back to El Paso. I had to move away for a job, and they rescued me from another state.
Good for you. And now you used to be a student of Dr. Goodell's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I you still guys am. Are, I always will be.
You're still friends after be. All this.
He teaches me a lot.
Well, there's a lot to learn around here, and if everybody knew it all, I'd be surprised. So what do we need to know next about the history of the region? Because we got into the bolson business.
Well, magmas and volcanoes and calderas and things going boomo.
Oh, I love that. Like the Thunderbird, for example. That didn't happen while it's in its current position.
That was a vent, and that's where some of the lavas came up.
But that lava was the red stuff?
No, the red stuff was the magma chamber down below, heating everything. But North Franklin Mountain are the lava flows, so we got them both.
So is that
the magma chamber and the lava flows?
So that would not be a volcano itself.
Well, yeah, it's a type of volcano.
Okay,
a super volcano,
big one. Yeah,
where the Thunderbird is?
Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's the ash from a super volcano. Yeah.
But that red stuff, as I understood it, was melted in there when it was down flat. So it cooled off, and then it lifted up, right? No?
Well, it depends. So it all looks red from far away.
Right.
But once you walk up to the rocks, which is what we spend our time doing, then you realize there's two types of red, really. There's the one with big crystals that we call granite, and that formed in the belly of the magma chamber.
Which that example is that? The Thunderbird? Volcano.
That's a red bluff granite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's over on the east side.
Okay. Yep.
And then you have all the ash that came out of that volcano or collapsed down into it or whatever. That's the Thunderbird rhyolite.
Oh, okay.
Which is also red from, down on the highway.
But that's two different types of rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same age, mm-hmm. though.
I thought it was volcano. All the same red stuff. It's not.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. But that's why you guys are here. Sure. You can police this stuff. Mm-hmm. What do we need to know about our region? I'm very curious. The bolsons formed how? Because of this rift?
Right. So
yeah, that's the end
you're
of the
leaving
story.
Out about 300 million years though, when you jump from the red bluff granite to the to the rift. So I mean, we had oceans and fossils and a lot of other things that happened during that time too.
Now there was the one big lake that the Spanish named Cabeza de Vaca or somebody did,
mm-hmm.
And that was that after Cristo Rey popped up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Cristo Rey at one point was an island?
No, things happened. That was part of the uplift of the rift that kind of lifted the Sierra de Juarez up and lifted Cristo Rey up and formed the Franklin Mountains.
But the lake was here at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what
then
I missed.
The lake was very recent, like only 1 million years ago.
Oh.
And you could get, but the lake was large. I mean, you'd had to get, if you wanted to go across the northern Chihuahua to Ascension, about 150 miles to the west of us, west of Juarez, then you had to get in a boat. And the lake was 200 feet deep.
So Cristo Rey was underwater? I want to see Cristo Rey as an island. I'm dying to see Cristo Rey.
We were kind of on the north shore of the lake.
Oh, I see. It wasn't actually out in the water.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the peaks that overlooked Lake Cabeza de Vaca.
Okay, now let's go to the formation of the mountains in the rug story as I heard it. It's like you got a flat rug and you go running down the hallway and you jump on the rug and it bunches up against the wall.
That's great.
Is that about right?
That's about the Sierra de Juarez. Yes.
That's what I thought. I heard in here one day somebody smart was telling me that.
That's a great example. And
it's like the ripples of a rug that got pushed together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but some of the layers that were born flat as the ocean bottom, they are now vertical. And where you see the highest peaks over there with the antenna, those rocks are vertical. They've been switched 90 degrees.
Wow.
From horizontal to vertical.
Just as they came up.
As the rug got bent.
As the rug pushed it over, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But
then
Cristo Rey is different because that was a Pluton thing coming up.
It's kind of like if you had some jello underneath the rug before you slide on
it. I love it, yeah.
And you slide on the rug and some jello comes up in the very first front fold.
Okay.
And then you erode away all the rug, and you've got the cool jello, the solidified jello.
Of the Crystal Ray.
Yeah.
But you have the dinosaur tracks over there on the walls, which is where you found them. Now, Phil, you had been over there looking at and having classes over there for years. Had you ever thought about those being tracks?
Never did. And a lot of other people that knew more about dinosaurs and tracks than I, they never saw them.
But that's not your study. You're more into the rocks and business, but not so much the, what is that, paleontology? Or how do you say that?
Paleontology.
So, and you see, Eric's a tracker. And that's what I found out when we went across the desert 2 miles from Heinrich Park over to the Ten Mines. He was tracking a fox, and he said, look, it has something in its mouth. And I'm thinking, how the hell do you know that? Because there were these tracks. And, oh, yeah, I see the tracks. And then there was a fifth indentation every once in a while, and he said it must have something in his mouth.
Something big.
And something heavier, so the indentation was
could barely keep it off the ground. And I think it was a female fox, too, if I remember.
In about 5 minutes, all of a sudden, about 100 yards down the trail, we see a fox. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm a believer. This guy knows how to track. So when I heard that you were the one that figured out the tracks at Crystal Ray, I was like, okay, I see why. He's looking for tracks everywhere. But this time you found them on a wall.
Yeah, well, they're all over. They're on beds. They're on layers of rock that are folded all sorts of ways. So semi-horizontal or vertical. But again, you fold the rug and fill the bottom with jello,
right,
which would be the magma. And then you erode all that away. Parts of the rug are still vertical today.
And that's had the tracks on them from the dinosaurs stomping around.
And also the bottoms of the feet make indentions, right? And then those fill in with sediment. We find those tracks as a cast and a mold, which is really special. But that's because the rocks are vertical in some places.
Interesting place over there at Crystal Ray. Also, what about the fossils?
Well, so Southwest University actually pays me to go around and give talks about the giants of El Paso.
Can we get a free
giant
promo
fossils.
Here?
Yeah, Southwest University pays me to. You want me to repeat it?
No. You're giving us a free promo.
Yeah,
what you're talking about.
By the way, if any listeners know of teachers, science teachers, or a principal of a school that want me to come talk about El Paso's dinosaurs and other giants, I'll do that for free. I was just at Canutillo High School.
She's waving in the booth there.
She's Cathedral. She needs you.
Okay, I'll be there.
Cathedral.
I'll be there as soon as possible. But over at Crystal Ray, there are all kinds of giant fossils. The world's biggest oyster ever. In fact, both numbers 1 and 2 of the world's biggest oysters are over at Mount Crystal Ray.
And they're just sitting there and nobody's going to steal them?
Well,
what happened to the pearl? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
The pearl the size of a softball.
If I found the pearls, I wouldn't tell anybody.
I wouldn't expect you to.
But no, we have here in El Paso at Mount Crystal Ray, we have the top contender and the runner-up for the largest oyster ever in the world ever.
Did you call the Guinness folks about that?
No, I didn't think they would care.
They might not, but it sounds interesting. So, but the point is they're over there. Now, before you go walking over there to look them up and touch them, you need to go on a general hike like you're
well,
talking
so
about.
Well, so Insight Science Museum owns the property, and they offer first Sunday of the month hikes. I believe they're afternoon hikes every first Sunday of the month with knowledgeable guides like me. And they take people over, and you very well could see. If you're with me, you'll definitely see pieces of the largest oyster in the world out there.
See, that's another great thing for kids and teachers. You know, teachers could be giving kids extra credit for going out to see, you know, go on these tours on the weekends, too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, get them out of the classroom. If they can't afford to give them the tours, these schools, which ticks me off, get them out there on their own.
Yeah, well, and Insights is doing a really good job of getting grant money to make sure that the kids can go out there and visit. And I think they're going to be bringing, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're going to be bringing 1,000 children this spring over to the dinosaur tracks and what we call Fossil Hill, which
That's
is where
great.
The oysters are and stuff like that.
That's right here in our backyard.
Thank goodness.
It would be in El Paso, except it's in New Mexico.
Yeah.
No, what I mean is that's a suburb. Yeah. That's a suburb of El Paso. Mm-hmm. Sunland Park is basically. Mm-hmm. That's where it is, and that's over at Crystal Ray, which originally was called what? Cerro de Crystal Ray? Cerro? How do you say that?
Moleros.
Moleros before. But then when it became Cristo Rey.
It was Cerro. I can't roll because I've got this.
What does that mean in English?
Muleros.
That would be mule drivers.
Yeah. Because they, when the Spanish caravans came through here, they held all the mules, kind of. That was like a big corral.
Oh, you know what? And I heard this before. It was the area which is now the train tracks, the inside train tracks toward Cristo Rey. Right. That was not open toward Smelter Town.
And they could close it off
with
kind of branches and stuff. And so that was kind of the corral.
Yeah. That's
of
what
all
they,
the mules. Okay. For the caravan, Spanish caravan.
But it was Christ the King Mountain or Christ
that
the King
That was after
Hill.
They put the statue up. Yeah.
But once the statue came up, that's what it became.
Yeah, they
Forget
kind of
the
got...
poor mules.
Yeah, I know. Imagine? They always poor mules. They always get left behind.
And the only way to sometimes fix a mule's problem was a 2x4, and I don't think that's a real good idea.
Mules are smarter than people give them credit.
Now he's moving. Okay, yeah. Taking a break here. We need to do that, come back and talk some more rocks and stuff. 544.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Paid for by Open Jar.
Attention. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to significant compensation. For decades, many Americans working in the trades were exposed to environmental hazards without their knowledge. While the dangers of one such airborne threat, asbestos, have long been known, efforts were made to hide the risks from the public. The result is thousands of cases of asbestos-induced mesothelioma each year. Those who worked in these trades and who were exposed to asbestos have been harmed by hundreds of companies who produced asbestos-laden products. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call the Meso Helpline now at 800-714-2808. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court has established asbestos trusts with over $30 billion in assets and more than 500,000 claims filed. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you. Call the Meso Helpline now at 800-714-2808. 800-714-2808. That's 800-714-2808.
Message and data rates may apply. Warranty good as long as you own your mattress. Details at NectarSleep.com.
Do you realize you spend almost a third of your life in bed? Sleeping is practically a full-time job, and you deserve the right conditions to do it well. That's why there's Nectar. We're not just a mattress company. We're sleep advocates. Our promise is as sweet as our name, to tuck you in for the best sleep of your life. Our sleep engineers have perfected a bed with optimal firmness, breathability, coolness, and comfort. What's more perfect? How about no showroom markups to save you hundreds, free shipping, our dreamy forever warranty, and a full year to sleep on it? That's right. Sleep on Nectar for 365 nights. If you don't love it, return it for a full refund. Snuggle up with our best deal, $125 off plus two free pillows when you text ENJOY to 234234 or go to NectarSleep.com. Text ENJOY to 234234, ENJOY to 234234.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We should thank our call screener, Mary Alice Shashi, one more time.
Yes.
Because what she's doing is screening calls and doing good stuff. And the man who puts the electrons down the line and
the
up
brains
on the transmitter, his name is
Sergio Valenzuela. Oh, he's got a drum roll.
All right.
There you go. We thank him kindly because
he
doesn't get thanked much in this station, no. So we're it. So thank you very much.
We adore him.
Well, no, he keeps us sane
in
here,
I mean,
which is
yeah.
very hard to do. Let me tell you something about history. Oh, this is yours to read, History Day. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is mine to read.
Then why don't you
Can
read
I
that one?
Put that back.
I don't know. I'm going to put that down. I'll read something else.
Okay.
Go read that one because that one's pretty good. Oh, I tell you what, I'll read one here. It's a Hit the Road for Trinity site. We talk about this twice a year.
Yes.
April 7th this year, get involved quickly because this bus fills up. And that'll be interesting to see people on the bus there. It's the you read this one already, didn't you?
I did, didn't I?
NewMexicoSpaceMuseum.org. I'll just put that one down and go find another one. Oh, here's the one I want to talk about. The Rio Bosque. The Rio Bosque is another thing that takes us back to old history. And that's the whole, like, downtown down to wherever. Almost Sierra Blanca, no?
Yeah.
Somewhere down there. Mm-hmm. Used to be the Rio Grande, flat out everywhere. And before that, it was a lake, as we talked about.
Sure.
And so once it became flat out, the entire downtown, everything was a bosque. So there's a piece of it left that UTEP is maintaining. And that piece is called Rio Bosque. And it's down in the Mission Valley. And they're giving tours down there. Call John Sproul, another UTEP dude, 747-8663. And they meet down there, and he'll show you what the original entire El Paso Valley used to look like. That's a pretty cool thing to do. Now read something I didn't read already.
Well, you know, if you don't know what Showtime was, and I've been here quite a while when I worked with the Red Cross at Fort Bliss, I've gone to a couple of the Showtime El Paso shows. It was an entertainment show that was started out for the military, but it was opened up to the public, and it's been going on for over, what, my gosh, let me get back, 84 years.
It's a long time.
But it's going away soon. And Cliff Seaman's going to tell the historic story about the El Paso's group, and it's going to be holding its final concert. And it's going to be held, let's see, Thanks for the Memory Concert with Volunteer Musicians on Friday, February 23rd at the First Baptist Church at 805 Montana. And the performing artists will include Tim Thompson, Sun Tones Gospel Quartet, The Ivies, and Cliff Seaman. And so if you want more information on that, you're going to have to email elpasotroubadour@gmail.com. So, I would check into this because I think that's going to be a great event. And I'm sure they're going to have more information in the scene and whatever for Watch for
It. It's local music.
Yeah, it's local music. And I'll try to get a phone number or some more contact information by next week for that.
I'm missing in the names up on this thing. I'm going to do it on purpose. I'm reading one of yours. Scenic Sunday. We got to talk about that. You know why Scenic Sunday?
Scenic Sunday is very scenic.
You mentioned it earlier, but it's on April the 29th, 8 to 11 a.m. Walk to Scenic Point. Cars are banned. Bikes are okay. But here I'll pass a history from the following list of presenters. Eric Kappas, Southwest University, drum roll. Anthony Alvarez, EPISD. Melissa Addis Grossman, Texas Stros. Phil Goodell, UTEP, Jackson Polk History Show.
Jackson Polk, who's that?
The guy that's talking. contact Eric Kappas, 244-6922. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
244-6922.
They can also email me about it, ekappus@southwestuniversity.edu.
So the whole point is to go out to the point. Of scenic.
That's the whole point.
Ah, you got that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great view out there. You can see the Tros buildings from up there if you have a telescope. Mm-hmm. But you're standing on the front of the Franklins. Now, Dr. Goodell, or even Eric Kappas, is this the beginning or the end of the Rocky Mountains? I know you love that question.
I hate that question.
No, I don't think it's the end. It's the Rocky Mountains. They're not here. They're up in Colorado.
They quit at some point coming south? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some people...
But they're, you know, historians or people around El Paso do think that. So that has been repeated. But it's, it's not true.
There's a marker over at Tom Lee Park, I believe, in the upper park that says that.
Right.
And this big obelisk-looking thing.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
They didn't have enough text to fill in the plaque. So
there are some folds in the rocks, gentle ripples in the rocks that you could argue were from the Rocky Mountains, but our mountains did not form along with the Rockies.
That's a different thing.
Our mountains formed when the Rockies relaxed.
Okay. We're going to take a break here and come back after the news and talk about some more stuff. We've got a whole lot more rocks to talk about. We talked about the ending, then we talked about the beginning, and we're going to have to come back and find out what was in the middle.
Yes.
Somewhere in there, we're going to have another radio hour after the news.
That's the news.
See you then.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
NBC News Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. It's not getting better. A new report shows at least